Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good Wednesday to you as we get rolling. A nice, mild day. Humidity up a little bit, but we can deal with the lightness of temperature. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle with you, along with Jad Chambers producing the show. And as we come on the air, breaking news of sorts, UConn, the first FBS football program to shut it down for the entire season. So that's something or other that we'll get to at some point today. But as Shane rolls in, he spent a little time at the NBC last night. That a boy?
Oh, man. It couldn't have been
come on now
greater out there. It was like 74 degrees. I watched the the tail end of the Cheney Diamond Dogs win their game and went basically to watch Santa Barbara, see what they look like. But I was stunned at the number of people that showed up. Now,
wow,
I will
great.
Yes, agree. I was pleasantly surprised, not aghast. I didn't mean to make it sound like that. But the weather, I'm sure, had plenty to do with it. The fact that fans or sports fans are starved for live sports probably had quite a bit to do with it. But like I said, the weather couldn't have been better, so that was a huge draw. But every other row at, and I went to X Stadium, should clarify, they're playing at Hutch and at X Stadium here in Wichita. I went to X, but every other row was in essence cordoned off. You know, they had had the yellow tape on the rows that you couldn't sit in, and every other one was available. Of course, masks or face covering or whatever you want to call it was mandatory. And for those sitting in the lower, well, it wasn't just lower box. There were people up above the concourse, too. And as well, I think, as you could have done in a baseball stadium, social distancing was pretty good.
Good.
Yes. I was thoroughly impressed with about everything that had to do with at least X Stadium's version of the NBC World Series last night. And again,
well, that's nice to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
And yeah. I don't know exactly how many people were there. I'm looking at the NBC box score website, and I'm not sure if they post such things, but there was a few hundred people there, and it was, besides the masks, took some time to get past that. You know, spectators wearing masks, but that's where we are. It was fun to watch a game and a half of baseball out at X Stadium in the NBC World Series, as abbreviated as it might be. The Diamond Dogs beat the Colorado Cyclones 5-3, so they advance in the winner's bracket. There was an elimination game at Hobart Dedder earlier, and Liberal, apparently they are either playing well or got a good team or both. They beat Hutch last night 2-0, so that puts...
Wow.
Yeah, that puts Hutchinson in the loser's bracket. And Liberal will move on to play Santa Barbara tomorrow at X Stadium. Now, if you care at all about baseball and you like a juggernaut, Santa Barbara is the team for you. You remember when Team USA came to the NBC World Series back in the day?
Sure do.
You remember what Chinese Taipei set the NBC World Series on its ear one year, not too long before or after that?
I do.
That's this bunch. Santa Barbara is loaded. They have a guy named Matt McClain, who is their leadoff guy and shortstop. He's at UCLA. By everything I've seen this morning, he's going to be a top 10 pick. Not round.
Nice.
Top 10 pick. Mm. Out of high school, he was a first-round pick. He went 25th overall, instead went to UCLA. Hit .397 as a sophomore before all the sports were shut down. They have five players from UCLA, four players from Arkansas, Cal State Fullerton, three players, and two players each from UC Santa Barbara, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma State, Arizona, and Cal Poly. That is your Santa Barbara Foresters. And last night I thought
pretty good programs being represented there. So.
Well, this is even beyond, I think, what Bill Pintard could have hoped for at Santa Barbara. And last night we almost saw a no-hitter thrown by Nick Nastrini. He's UCLA's Friday guy. He was 92-95 in the first inning. Took a no-hitter into the sixth. By my count, he had 12 strikeouts. The box says he had 11. But he gave up a hit with one out in the fifth inning, promptly got a double play, and Santa Barbara won 8-0 over the Denver Cougars, hitting four home runs in the process, including on the second pitch of the game, the guy I just told you about, Matt McClain, who took the Denver pitcher deep. So should be great baseball, obviously, with Santa Barbara, but they get a – showdown with Liberal in the second round of the winner's bracket. That is tomorrow at X Stadium. Hayes won again, joining the Colorado Cyclones, Liberal, and Santa Barbara in their winner's bracket. We've got a bunch of loser's bracket games being played today, including the Hutch Monarchs. They got to turn around and play the Kansas City All-Stars. Hutch has quite a few shockers, and I think Liam Eddy at least would be scheduled to pitch. Preston Snavely lost that tough luck game against Liberal 2-0. So Liam Eddy probably will pitch today. That game's going to be played, I think, at Hutch. But double check when they play and where they play Kansas City All-Stars. And then the Rose Hill Sluggers play an elimination game at X Stadium later on tonight. So from what I saw and my experience of live baseball and the NBC World Series, it's not the NBC that you're used to, but it's live baseball. And it looked to me like, Bruce, at least all the spectators that I saw behaved. And it was another great night of weather to take advantage of, and at least one more night tonight. So,
And it sounds like you've got a couple of draws. Obviously, Santa Barbara is always a draw, and maybe even more so this year. You've got a heavy Wichita State contingent in the rest of the tournament,
which is always
nice. So, there's a few things that can get you out to, especially nice night. It looks like it's going to be another nice night tonight. So why not?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday during the day, it's supposed to heat up. But because we don't have 40 teams, we're not playing around the clock. So, hopefully we can stay away from the heat of the day, and I'm sure they can with every passing day, a team being eliminated and the tournament not going 2 weeks or so. What do you remember most about the NBC World Series in its heyday? That is to say, they were all down at Lawrence Dumont. They were all crammed in at really weird times. Baseball around the clock. Larry Davis with his crazy unannounced schedule, and nobody seemed to mind back then. And I'm going back a ways now.
It was, first of all, Larry Davis is one of my favorite people that I've ever met, and was just the most no-nonsense guy, and was, one of Hap Dumont's guys. I mean, mm-hmm. he was right of that vintage, and he ruled that NBC with an iron fist. But he had a great understanding of how to make a tournament work from a standpoint of competitiveness and of marketing. So he had the balance of both. He knew when teams needed to be playing against one another, what kind of draws they would be, and he always did it with an understanding of trying to maintain the best competitive balance that he could, because he always wanted to have that solid Final Four, that solid mm-hmm. Final Six. And it back in those days, and we're talking 80s now, early 80s.
Even into the 90s. When I played, I can remember it having that kind of a flavor, yeah.
Sure, it had that kind of flavor. And then early on, the NBC was it. You didn't have the Texas Collegiate League. You didn't have the, mm-hmm. the Northwoods. There were teams in the Cape, but it wasn't anything like it was quite now. And you had teams from Alaska that were always coming. Anchorage and Fairbanks and Kenai'd get in there. You know, you'd see teams like that. So you saw literally the best players in the country.
Yep.
And so that was what was different about it then, the main thing.
Yeah. Well, first of all, kudos to Santa Barbara for coming. I'm really stunned that they even tried to come to Wichita, but I guess that's kind of a feather in the NBC World Series cap, that in a year where there's only 13 teams, probably the cream of the crop. I'm not saying they're going to win it, but they're loaded. The fact, and they kind of pieced together a 30-game schedule with no fans and no California Collegiate League too.
Yeah.
So they really sidestepped a lot of landmines just to play this summer. And of course, they had a loaded roster, so there was a little bit of a pressure to, okay, we're here. Let's try and make this work. And I can't imagine doing it in California when, you know, some of the reports that were coming out that would have translated to really difficult situations to travel anywhere or have any team travel to your place and play baseball. And as I understand it, there were no fans allowed at any of the games at Santa Barbara, even beyond the outfield fence. It was like, no, where you want to play, we can't have anybody in attendance. So 869-1240, if you got any thoughts on the NBC World Series, that's the hotline you could join us. And Bob has done so. Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks, guys. I'm curious. There was a couple of fellows on the Santa Barbara team, last name of Dykstra and Encarnacion. Are they any relation to the former and current big league players?
Yeah, the Dykstra kid was one of the guys that hit a home run. I'll check that out in the break and see if I can find that out. So try to keep listening, and I'll check out and see if I can fact check, see if Dykstra, that's a pretty interesting last name, but whether he's any relation to Lenny, I don't know. I'll look that up for you, okay?
That'd be great. Hey, one more thing. Mm-hmm. My wife and I have been going to the NBC for 20 years. This is the first time I was actually wish I'd bought a jacket.
Well, savor the flavor, Bob, because that's not going to happen again, probably ever. But last night was a prime example, wasn't it? Did you go last night?
Oh yeah,
it was nice and cool last night. Amazingly,
that's fantastic. Good for you.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right. Yeah.
Good
so
stuff.
Going back to Larry Davis just a second in downtown and playing at Dumont. I will never know how the GMs of these summer teams felt about Larry Davis or the NBC in general. But he seemed to your point, Bruce, have a real handle on what game would be the best draw, who gets to play in the feature game. He didn't really care about whether it was fair or not. All he cared about was the best draw and most fans in the stands.
Sure.
And he pulled it off almost every time, it seemed like.
For those of you that may not remember, the tournament wasn't bracketed in a typical fashion back in those days. It was basically here are the teams that are going to play today, and matchups were made, and that's how Larry and Hap Dumont before him ran that tournament. So, and those were happy days, man. Being at the ballpark, and knowing who certain guys were, and so many great teams. I saw Joe Carter hit the legendary home run for the Boulder Collegians.
I think that's the Boulder
Collegians, and that went all the way to the. The legend is that it went all the way to the church, and that was the only thing that stopped at the holy home run. But all of the great teams that came through there, and the people that came there, Merle Eberle with Clarinda, and so many different guys that would come in that had such incredible passion for the game of baseball. I mean, guys that put so much of their time, effort, money into having these teams and facilitating these teams in the summer and being a part of a great tradition. Now that is it 86 years now? Are we 86 years into to the NBC? I mean, think about that's some pretty cool history.
Yeah.
And when you think back to when you think back to Satchel Paige and some of the players that have played in this, it's a marvelous connection and thread through the history of the game, right back to its if you want to call it the golden years of baseball into the 30s and 40s, 50s, 60s. Then I mean, it's a wonderful thing to continue and a wonderful thing to have as a part of our history in the city of Wichita. One of the best things, frankly, to have as our history, part of our history. So, yeah, I have very fond memories of it, and just fantastic baseball. And I loved, as a baseball geek, I loved being able to be there as long as you wanted to and basically watch ball games all day.
Yeah.
And you could do that. And you could do that, you know, for about 10 days. You could watch baseball pretty much all day long at LD. So that was fun.
Casey Dykstra is the nephew of Lenny Dykstra. It's his uncle.
Okay, there you go.
So there's a blood relation there. Christian Encarnacion goes to Yavapai. He goes, or was it Yavapai? Thinks at Oklahoma State now. I don't know if he's related to anybody famous with the name of Encarnacion, Bob. I'm spent. That's all I'm going to do for you. Okay?
Is Gary Ward at Yavapai? Did he go back to Yavapai?
Oh, God. He's retired by now, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he probably has. But Yavapai and Oklahoma State have always had a pretty good pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And Yavapai is always pretty good in Arizona.
Yes. So. All right, there you go. There's your NBC World Series update. So take advantage of the good weather, not only at Hutch, but out here on the campus at WSU. Game's going on again today. Again, the Colorado Cyclones, Liberal BJs, Hayes, and Santa Barbara all advanced to the winner's bracket game. I may even go out there again tonight. The weather's supposed to be great, and let's be honest, I don't have anything better to do. What's on tap? Courtesy of Side Pockets out at Tyler Crossing. Royals got close again, but the old no cigar thing. And so now they are 1/5 of the way through their season. They lost last night to the Cubs 5-4. Brady Singer was good again, and he was a little bit better than each of his previous two starts. But unlike the previous two, the Royals didn't win. So we'll give you a little three up and three down. The Royals Cubs part two last night. The Royals do come home to play the next two at the K against the Cubs. So we will. Let you know who's going to pitch the game tonight for the Royals. And then the Cindio Twitter question is coming up about 20 minutes from right now. We've got an interview top of second hour, 40 minutes from now. Ryan Aselta will talk PGA Championship and who the odds-on favorites are there. He's our golf insider, so we'll talk to Ryan at 10 o'clock at the top of second hour. And then we'll dive more into UConn canceling their football season. And what's the latest from Fort Collins because the report is Colorado State's football players reporting that they were told to keep any COVID symptoms on the down low and be hush-hush on it just so we can keep getting ready for the football season. So various bits of bad news at UConn and Colorado State as leagues are continuing to try to build floating schedules and conference-only schedules and this and that. And plenty to get into in the second hour when it comes to the potential start of college football. It's Shane, and it's Bruce, and it's Jad, and this is Sports Daily on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.